Never again will the Red Sox uniform number 34 grace the field on an active player. Big Poppy David Ortiz has pretty much hung up the uniform. Ortiz's career and the Red Sox 2016 season came to an end, a quicker-than-hoped-for end, last night in a 4-3 playoff loss to the Indians at Fenway as the Sox left the tying and the winning runs stranded on base to close the game. After the game, with a tear in his eyes, Poppy came back to the field to the cheers of thousands of fans who remained and talked about it later.
Tonight, when I walked into the mound, I realized that it was going to be, it was over. You know, this was pretty much probably the last time as a player walking in front of a crowd, and emotion came back out again.
For more now on David Ortiz's storied career and the end of the Red Sox season, we're joined this morning by Comcast Sportsnet New England reporter Trenny Kuznirek, who was at the game last night. Good morning, Trenny. Welcome back to Morning Edition.
No problem. Happy to be here.
It was a bittersweet moment at Fenway last night as a Sox fan stood in the stands well after the game, waiting to see Poppy lift his cap for one last time. What was it like to be there at Fenway?
It was, and I've covered World Series and Super Bowls and national championship games in college football. It was, and no hyperbole here, one of the best sports moments I've ever been a part of. And when he came out, the place erupted. He walked slowly to the mound, tipped his cap, and just stood there. And they played the music from The Natural. And, I mean, maybe a quarter of the stadium had left, and that might not even be giving the Red Sox fans credit. I mean, almost everyone stayed and waited for him to come out and say goodbye. It was a chilling moment, and, you know, as journalists, we're not supposed to get emotionally involved in anything, but I walked over, I was taking pictures and video, and I walked over to my photographer, and he said, "Are you crying?" And I said, "I am, because this is a really, you know, a game is a game, and a team win is a team win, but David Ortiz, I think, has meant so much more to this city, and he really, I think, is part of the fabric of Boston, particularly after the marathon bombings in 2013. And that moment, to be on the field for that and see such a personal moment between an athlete and their fans was really something special.
Red Sox had a very strong run in September, of course, as we know, but really fell apart in the three games with the Indians. What happened?
I mean, quite simply, they couldn't hit. They didn't pitch very well either, you know, to be fair. Both Rick Porcello and David Price really struggled. But the bullpen, for the most part, was pretty shut down until yesterday when the bullpen allowed two runs. Up to that point, they had not allowed an earned run in the first two games of the series. But I was shocked last night to hear the stat that the Red Sox had not scored multiple runs in an inning since October 1st against the Toronto Blue Jays. And since that point, they just weren't putting runs on the board. You don't score runs at the rate in the postseason that you do during the regular season. You're seeing everybody's best pitchers, including going, you know, we saw with Cleveland, going to their best bullpen arms really early. But to not put any sort of sustained scoring run together for, I think it ended up being 44 innings, just really at the end of the day, I think did this team in.
And, of course, the two main pitchers, Rick Porcello and David Price, pitched poorly in this series.
Yeah, and, you know, to be fair and to criticize him, which I think they deserve some criticism, neither has performed well in their postseason career. David Price is now 0-8 in games as a starter. Rick Porcello has now never won a game as a starter, and that's a combined nearly $300 million of salary between the two of them. You know, the question is, in terms of David Price, they paid this guy $217 million to come here and be the ace. He struggled out of the gates. He did, you know, pitch better in July and August and early September. He sort of righted it after the All-Star break. But this is a guy who needs to figure it out. He needs to sort of be like a John Lackey, who was criticized and criticized and criticized and dug deep and found the mental fortitude to end up being a big game pitcher. Now, if he can't do that, then it's one of the biggest blunders of a contract in Red Sox history.
Let me ask, how much blame is Red Sox manager John Farrell going to catch for this?
I mean, I think a lot, because deserving or not, he's caught a lot of blame this season. This team went on an 11-game winning streak, and then to finish the season, they won one game in their final nine, I believe, because I think it was three against the Yankees, three against the Blue Jays, and then the three against Cleveland. And he just was not able to, for whatever reason, sort of motivate, do what he needed to do to sort of rally the troops, so to speak. I mean, even the meeting that was held on Saturday prior to the workout was called by players, not by manager John Farrell. And I wonder if Dave Dombrowski will take a look at that. And I've said since the beginning, Bob, this is not Dave Dombrowski's guy. It's not the manager he chose, and he's never once verbally said, this is my guy, we are sticking with him. And I wonder if this is the year that this is the excuse that he has to maybe bring in a manager that is his choice.
So given all this, what changes do you think we'll see in the offseason to personnel?
You know, there's always the possibility that they do change up the coaching staff and the manager. I've been saying that again for a long time, that I just think Dave Dombrowski wants to bring in his own guy. It'll be interesting. There's not a lot of great starting pitching on the market, but it'll be interesting to see if they look to make a trade, maybe something that they didn't do at the deadline, to go after another number one with David Price after the way he performed in pressure situations. They obviously are going to need to get another big bat because David Ortiz is leaving, and they'll need to bolster that bullpen as well. So there's some work to do, but let's be honest. They won the American League East. I think they just ran out of gas at the end. This is still a very, very good team that should certainly compete next year.
Comcast Sportsnet New England reporter Treni Kuznirek, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem.